Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
So,
yeah.
How important are status symbols to you?
Not that important.
Really?
Nah.
Throughout or just with certain things? And I want you to think very carefully because, for example, Glenn, our very own Glenn, right?
Yeah.
He's not so much a status guy, but he has a term like expensive music. He's very, very snobbish when it comes to his musical taste.
Mm.
So basically, you can't come to Glenn with that music because it's a tavern. You see?
Yeah, true. No Lukompo for Glenn Lewis. with certain things, yeah, but like with things like cars, material item, clothes, I'm not really fixated on status symbols.
What about DJ equipment, earphones,
headphones, turntables? I'm snobbish tech. About that. Tech, yes, definitely.
You see,
laptop has to be fine, phone, you name it. Yeah, tech, definitely.
Mvundo, everything. Ooh. Everything.
Yeah. We'll see. Hey, we'll work with you.
She's so busy laughing. Laugh on the mic. Let's hear you.
No, I don't want to because you're lying.
Oh, wow, I'm lying.
Yes, you're lying. So that's why I just kept silent.
That's funny. So you're not...
You've got the wrong impression about me, right?
No, I didn't say anything. I'm asking you.
You said everything. I think... I'm very particular or snobbish about maybe, I don't know. I really don't know.
Fine, think about it. Mpo's going to give me the real. I know Mpo doesn't front. How are you when it comes to status symbols?
I mean, it depends. When it comes to cars, yes, most definitely. There's certain cars that I will not drive. There's certain cars I will not have on test. And manufacturers
Damn.
Know that. No. I mean, why must I pretend that I aspire towards something that I don't?
Yeah. But if the car performs well, I mean, you're an engine girl.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a car that clearly performs.
It mustn't make me feel claustrophobic, for one.
I can give you a big one. The Chinese are coming with very big cars that perform well. But they're still Chinese.
But that's what I'm saying. But the Chinese have got great cars. So, and I've driven a lot of the Chinese makes. But my thing is, I aspire towards certain things. And I think even when it comes to people who follow me for the cars, they know what kind of cars I aspire towards and cars that are within what is in my realm.
Is this just for you?
This is,
or is
just
it
for me.
The man you with as well.
But also the man I'm with, you can't, guys. Because for me, as a female, right, I look at my man as this is what we're working with.
Yeah.
This is where we are in Bilweni. So now if we're going to be
Bundo, si abuya kwena. Now this is your thing.
This conversation is not for me. It's above me.
Okay, so you can jump in on the things about your answer.
I want to say sometimes you buy things because of their functionality, and then they so happen to be a status symbol. Not because, like, there's two kind of iPhone users. Those who buy an iPhone because they want to use the actual camera to work and to get things done. And then there's people who buy it just to make calls. Mm. Now that's a status symbol.
Mm.
But the other person is literally functionality. More than a status, like some people put their kids in particular schools because it's a status symbol.
True.
And some people put them in these schools because they know the value they're getting.
True.
Okay, Mvundo.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can either speak for yourself or I can speak for you.
We can all speak for
choose, please.
Really? But you know what? Here's what I wish Mvundo would understand. We all have our own standards in life. We work very hard. I mean, you are working 18-hour days. Why are you being apologetic for the standard of your life?
Hi. Yeah, hey. Sometimes I think we're misunderstood.
No, don't be apologetic, girl. We are sabenza.
And people see you every day also. What do you think you're hiding? You think people think you broke?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, fine. Let's play along with that. Would you get with a broke guy again?
I know she wouldn't.
I would.
Never.
This way will trap you, hey guys.
Oi, fanela na mfundo.
She is important. If God blesses us with money beyond love, but compatibility is important, guys.
Love does not pay the bills.
But
in your checklist of compatibility is the pocket.
not necessarily. It's intellectual stimulation. I honestly love enriching conversations. So I'm a talker in my home. So generally, I will not, honestly, not settle for somebody who's very ignorant. I want us to talk about social issues, the economy, because the person I'm with will actually sharpen me. If you come here on the show, I've already discussed some of the issues that happened yesterday. I mean, you have sharper views, similarly on television. So I think we selfishly date people that are compatible to us because we want them to elevate us in any way. And I hope I contribute that into someone's life. You know?
Elevate me financially too.
That is a bonus. That is a bonus. And in most cases, very smart people, book smart sometimes, they also tend to make smart decisions when it comes to money. So it then works out. But really, at the start of it, let's just, I want a person who has good conversations. That's all.
Okay. Well, give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. Status symbols. Are they important to you? Not really. 086-000-0959.
Sees the world. Nah, man. Status, I'm afraid it's in a moto. Germany, Japan, Italiano, France, Asia, Yalona, especially Machin Chin Chua. That's the point, I'm afraid. There's no status there. There's no status there, Baba. I'm a Shin Shuang, Duana. I'm a Shin Shuang. I was looking for the rasa. I cheated, eh, Dore.
Yeah, and specifically, in general, black people are very particular about their clothes, eh?
Yeah, impact. Ah, 18 MOA and Italian all the way, man.
Straight up.
Hi, season team. Yeah, I mean, I am believing from the season. Yeah. From NJ, if you can listen to a conversation even back in the cart without even this today's conversation, you can get a feel to umuntu njani, like, and she reasons things out more than any other thing. Yeah. So, I'm pressurizing the shop.
Status symbols will forever be a reality of society. It is one measure that tells everybody else of how you've come, and it's also a confidence booster for yourself that you've come so far. It's a rewarding thing. So, they are necessary, and it's a reflection of society. Anybody that says otherwise is not telling the truth.
Yeah. So 50 Cent's got this line. I let my wars talk for me, my get talk for me, my whip talk for me. Bow, what up, homie? So the whip is the car. Mm-hmm. The watch obviously is a watch. And then the get is a weapon. So basically he's just saying, hey, man, when it comes to money, I'm good. But I don't want to enjoy it because nakona futhi, things can get tough.
I mean, I think I usually go see. I wonder when it comes to isn't this a status symbol? The only person you're really doing it for is yourself and your ego. So people don't really care. People don't really know you like that. People only see what's on the surface. So whether you pretend to look like you're rich or whether you are rich, in fact, people don't really care. So in actual fact, when unesa ego yako, that's all you are doing essentially. Because you find guys like, look at the simple case of Abu Mark Zuckerberg. Police wearing, well, now he's not doing it anymore, but he used to be just a guy wearing a simple t-shirt and a jean every day. You know, so, but he's a billionaire at the same time. So, you know, you're really doing it just for yourself.
You're 100% correct that it's tied back to ego. But where I disagree with you, with the people don't care. That's also not true. Pull up in a hot car and see what happens. Guys will literally bow down to you at a traffic light.
Man.
Yeah, come on, come on.
I mean, personally, I live my life where I am, ne? Like, mine zinto zami ngizithandayo. Umuntu othanda izinto ezinhle, and I afford myself those things. However, there are also levels, because some of the men that we tend to attract, you know, as independent women, abantu abaright, you know, and my biggest thing about essentially dating a man who has money or more money than me or extreme amounts of money is the access. So it's not necessarily about the money. Yes, you'll be spoiled, you know. However, I love the access that money gives. Going to a certain restaurant and not having to wait for a table, or getting into a club and you see everyone rushing to organize a table for you. Like, that's my thing. Like, ngifuna ukungasokoli when it comes to those things. But you can have money and still, you know, as a guy, like, ungabi nayo loyo access layo and the, like, the power and the respect that the money commands. So, yeah, I like status. I like, you know, being seen with the right people.
Ajumfundo is the "it's not you, it's me" type when she breaks up with you. Extremely diplomatic.
Take it from me.
When do they know you? You're a weapon formed against me. You must never believe Sizo when it comes to me, guys.
Data, I say no. Okay, so now you need to be good. You need to start out the car you're driving or the clothes you're wearing. You know, they say when you look good, you feel good. So yeah, now I make sure I look good all the time. And I know I'm eye-catching. I mean, just yesterday, a random guy came up to me. I was wearing one of my most expensive jackets. And I know it looks very good. And the guy said, no, thank you very much. So I was happy. It feels very good. So no, we need to keep up, gents. We need to keep up.
This is the world. I mean, I believe with some of the things, it's a natural thing, guys. We can't run away from that. We cannot always say this is a bonus. Sometimes other things are for status. Every human being, it's filled with those two things. Sometimes you find the humbleness of it in you. Sometimes it's a status. Sometimes you go for the most luxurious things that you know you don't need because it's status. You cannot tell me each and everything that you have, you need it. Each and every car that you drove, it was because of you had a love of it. How did you know that? Because these things, you meet them along the way. Oh, when I call you, these luxurious cars, and you're like, oh, okay, for status purposes, mama made it. Let me just show off a little bit. It's normal. Let's not run away from the truth.
No, that's true. Even having more than one car, Anji, is unnecessary. If you're keeping it a buck, why do you need more than one car?
Oh, for different purposes.
Why?
Off-road car, everyday car.
Wait.
I mean, I believe good status symbols are important. They are confidence booster. The only reason some of us lack in showing it sometimes because of the lack of the funds. When you're sitting down and thinking, yo, manga tenga le moto le, manga tenga le cachulo ma, it's a thing. You know, it's just that sometimes the finances just limit you from showing it. But it's, I mean, I think it's okay. I'm for it.
You remember the Kanye song? Nah, 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 nah. Wait till I get my money right. Whoa.
I'm not one that pays much attention to it, but I've seen it, how it can affect people's perception of you. You know what I mean? I drive two cars. I drive a small car and a big car. And I go to a fast food outlet. The same fast food outlets I'd go to in any other day. I use the small car. And the respect I get as compared to when I use the bigger car, sheesh. Yeah, nah, it's totally different. It's totally different. So status symbols do affect certain things, or how people perceive you, how people treat you as well. You know what I mean? What you wear, what you drive, it does affect how people treat you.
Even on the road, how other cars treat you based on what you're pushing.
Oh, very true.
No, I'm serious. Get a rental and then go get a nice thing there. You're going to see. You don't even need to ask for space. But we'll have more. That's again.
Even at Chemeli, there's a restaurant where you can't park up the ramp if you're just driving anything. Eh?
Yeah. That's how it works, this thing.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.